Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. May I speak with Randy?
Yes.
All right. Are you currently registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
All right. So as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. And it's a long way off. What are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you'll vote at all?
Probably vote.
All right. So in the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for these offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not
probably vote?
All right. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
1953.
1953, all right. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or multiracial?
White.
White, all right. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
All right. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. And if you could please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. So the list goes as public infrastructure, like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, homelessness, inflation and cost of living, water policy, parental rights and education, housing affordability, and public safety and crime.
Public safety and crime.
All right. Okay, so now I'm going to read you names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can also say that, please. The first person would be Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
I can't repeat it.
I'm sorry?
Terrible. Terrible.
All right. So would that be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. If there was another one worse, I would vote for that.
Oh, all right. What about Gary Bredefeld?
I don't know. Somewhat. I'm two-minded about him. I don't know. Where does that fit?
Well, the options, again, they're very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion / neutral.
No opinion.
All right. What about Paul Diktos?
No opinion.
Gavin Newsom?
Very unfavorable.
And Steve Brandow?
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I'd say very favorable.
All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Paul Diktos, who's a CPA / assessor - recorder, Steve Brandow, who's county supervisor / businessman, Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman / council member, and Bryce Herrera, who would you vote for?
Brandow.
All right. How certain are you that you would vote for Steve Brandow, county supervisor / businessman? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not
certain?
Very certain. All right. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
All right. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as county supervisor? Would you say it's excellent?
Very favorable.
Oh, well, this question is more about how would you rate the job being done. Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
All right. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidate for Fresno County Supervisor, and for each, if you could please tell me if you'll be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So the first one is, a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulation taxes and fewer business taxes.
I'm sorry, what were the responses again? The choices?
Oh, all right. Yeah, and so by each statement, if this statement makes you much more likely to vote for this candidate, somewhat
more
likely.
Much more likely, business, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, just if you need to, the full options again are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Much more likely.
All right. The next one is a candidate who's a Democrat.
Say that one more time, please.
A candidate who is a Democrat.
Not favorable.
So would that be maybe somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Less likely.
Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Repeat that, please.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
You're kind of conjoining the two. I'm confused. I thought one was a military and then one is a DA. Is it both, or are they mutually exclusive, or what?
No, well, in this statement, it's kind of both. I can totally read it if you ask me, but the statement goes.
I'm confused by the question. It's like you co-mingled the two together. Or I would vote much more likely for a military veteran. The fact that they work for the DA's office, I wouldn't apply, no.
All right. Well, it wasn't Fresno DA. It's Fresno VA with a B and then an A.
So B as in dog, A as in apple?
No, V as in...
VA, sorry.
Yeah,
much more VA. Likely.
All right.
Sorry, much more likely.
Oh, all right. Then a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Somewhat likely.
Would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Probably more likely.
All right. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Much more likely.
All right. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Much less likely.
And a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Much more likely.
All right. Now I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. And after each one, if you could please tell me if there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for that candidate. And I can totally repeat those options if needed. So the first one would be Paul Dictos. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor-Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. So after hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Small chance.
Small chance, all right. All right. Okay, the next one is Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against mask mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Would you say there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for him for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
All right. And Steve Brendow currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brendow has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brendow is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Would you say that there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for him for county supervisor?
Very good chance.
So would that be a good chance then, or a fair chance?
Yes, good chance.
All right. So after hearing all this information, with like the past three statements and maybe what you know, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Paul Diktos, who's a CPA/assessor-recorder. Steve Brendel, who's accounting supervisor/businessman. Gary Bredefeld, businessman/council member. Or Bryce Harrah, who would you vote for?
Brendel.
Brendel, all right. Now, finally, I would just want to ask you some questions, and these are just for statistical purposes. So, generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Republican or a Democrat?
Republican.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican? And you can put a name back. Strong? All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Would that be very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
All right. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
A JD.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Juris Doctorate, law school, attorney.
Oh my God, congratulations. Wow. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own my own home.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation and your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.